ராம குஞ்சபிஹாரம் ஜய ராஜமான குஞ்சபிஹாரம்.
யசோரநந்தன வ்ரஜஜனரஞ்சன
யசோரநந்தன வ்ரஜஜனரஞ்சன யமுனதீரபணச்சயராத் ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவதம் கி ஜை. ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. நமோ பகவதே Okay, today we're on Srimad Bhagavatam 11th canto, chapter 7, text number 52.
Right.
Roshini. Nati sneha prasango va kartavya. Kvapikena chit kurva pan vindeta santapan apote iva dina di.
Mati sneha prasango va vartavya vapik. Kenachit kurvan vindeta santapan abhuta eva dinati.
Nati sneha prasangova kartavya kvapi kenachit kurvan vindeta santapku kaputa eva dinati. Nati sneha prasangova kartavya kvapi kenachit Kurban Vindeta Santapote Ibadina Deen. One should never not
go.
Ati Sneha, excess affection.
Go to the Shiat.
Prasanga, close association. Va or Kartavya, one should manifest. Kwa api ever. Kena chit. With anyone or anything.
对任何人或任何事物.
Kurvan. So doing.
这样做.
In data, one will experience.
一个人将体验.
Santapam. Great distress.
巨大的痛苦.
Kapota, the pigeon.
鸽子.
Eva, just as.
镜像.
Dina D, cripple-minded.
愚蠢. 心意. 不完整.
Translation. One should never indulge in excessive affection or concern for anyone or anything. Otherwise, one will have to experience great suffering, just like the foolish pigeon.
一文, 人不该过分关爱某人、某事而不能自拔, 不然必遭受巨大痛苦, 就像愚蠢的鸽子那样。
Report. The Sanskrit prefix ati, or excessive, indicates affection or attachment in which there is no Krishna consciousness. Lord Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Suridam Sarva Bhutanam. The Lord is the eternal well-wisher of every living being. The Lord is so affectionate that He sits in the heart of every confidential conditioned soul and accompanies him throughout his endless wandering in the kingdom of Maya. patiently waiting for the conditioned soul to come back home, back to God. Thus the Lord makes all arrangements for the eternal happiness of every living entity. The best way for anyone to show compassion and affection for all living beings is to become a preacher on behalf of Lord Krishna and assist the Lord in reclaiming the fallen soul. If our affection or attachment for others is based on bodily sense gratification in the name of society, friendship, and love, that excessive unwanted affection, ati sneha, will cause burning pain at the time of the breaking of or destruction of the relationship. Now the story of the foolish pigeon will be narrated. A similar story is described in the 7th canto, 2nd chapter, told by Yamaraj to the mourning widows of King Suyogya. Finish. Maribel? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Oh, good. Set for it.
Okay. 要指梵文前这次 RT 部分的指的是缺乏 Krishna 直觉的爱或依附。主 Krishna 在 Bhagavad Gita 5.29 中说 Suhidam Sarva Bhutanam， 主是每一个生物的永恒助护者。主十分仁爱，以及每一个受条件限制灵魂的心中伴着他无止境地游荡在玛雅国度，耐心等待受条件限制灵魂重返家园，回归守神。就这样，主为每个生物体的永恒幸福做出一切安排。向芸芸众生显示怜爱的最佳方式是成为一名代表主 Krishna 的传教士，协助主拯救堕落的灵魂。如果我们对他人的爱或依恋建立在以社交友谊和爱的名义的具体感官享乐基础上，那么这种过分且要不得的爱 Ati Sneha 就会在关系破裂时招致剧痛。现在就要讲述愚蠢的鸽子故事。这个故事在 Srimad Bhagavatam 第七篇第二章有述，由 Yamaraj 讲给国王 Suyogya 的遗孀听。 End of the report. Mara
Om Agyana Timirandasya Ananjana Shalakaya Taksurumilitanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swaparantu Ma Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deva Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Sunivari Pasya Chadesha Panchakalpa Truvyascha Vipassindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namaha. Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Vrachuche Namaha. Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagat Pate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tafta Kanchan Orange Radhe Vrindavanisha Deva Shivana Sutta Paramahana. Important to note that it says we shouldn't have excessive affection.
重要的有一点非常重要，就是我们不应该爱的过度。
For material things, it doesn't say you can't have affection. Sometimes people misunderstand that. They think that devotees can't have any love or affection for anyone. That's not correct.
就是我们不应该对物质的事物产生过分的爱。那并不是说奉献者就不应该去爱，不应该有仁慈之仁爱仁善之心，这是不对的。
But it shouldn't be excessive where there's nothing else. When someone never thinks about anything except their dog or their baby or their house or whatever, and become so attached to it, they don't think of anything else, and they forget Krishna, then that's not good.
有的人一门心思的只想着他们的狗狗、他们的孩子、他们的房子，他们。就是一门心思依恋这个事物，别的什么都想起来了，他们忘记 Krishna， 这不好。
Jad Bharat showed us in the Bhagavatam, it was good that he was affectionate to that little baby animal and he tried to take care of it. But when he became overly affectionate, he gave up his spiritual practices. He was just totally absorbed in this little animal.
詹巴拉特就给我们上了很好的一课，他对那个婴儿小鹿过度的依恋，以至于他放弃了他的灵修，完全专注在喂养这个动物身上了。
So that's excessive. There's not need for so much affection. We have to have affection for even our own body, for family members, and especially for devotees.Because we have to have love and take care of each other.
要点就是不应该过度。我们有这种爱的，我们需要去爱。比如说，我们会爱自己的妻媳，爱家人，爱奉献者。
And if we're excessively affectionate to, material thing or person will suffer when that relationship is ended by whatever way the relationships end, by death or by just, you know, they break up. So many loving relationships in them too.
Right. 物质的事物或者是人，我们跟他们的关系终止的话，那我们就会因为对他们过度的爱而受苦。不管这种关系是因为什么原因结束，因为死亡还是因为破裂而结束。
So this is just there's a story about this pigeon which is in the box.Of a tongue that comes up next and explains it. So, would you like to hear this story or just hear more philosophy? I prefer to hear the whole story now.
Yes, Maharaj.
Okay. So, the next verse is 53. Kapota.Kaschanaranya Krita Nido Vanaspato Kapocha Aryaya Sardam Vasa Tatit. So his pigeon lived in the forest so long that he built a nest in a tree and lived there for several years. His wife.
下一个时节，从前有只熊哥带着他的配偶住在一片森林里。他在一棵树上住了一个巢穴和伴侣，在那里生活了好几年。
I don't know about pigeons. There are birds, certain kinds of birds. They mate and they keep the same partner for their whole life, like marriage.
Like what?
Like people get married. Animals don't always do that. They just come together, have a child, and then they go away.
动物们呢，他们不像人类那样，人类呢结婚呢，他们就婚姻会持续下去。动物呢，他们就来彼此碰到一起，然后他们就会他们没有婚姻。
ke kapoto sneha gunita vidayo griha dharmino dristim dristyan gam ande budim buja baban davatata. The two pigeons were very much devoted to their household duties, their hearts being tied together by sentimental affection. They were each attracted by the other's glances, bodily features, and states of mind. They completely bound each other in affection.
End of the translation.
Yeah. Closing the window, but it's huge. So animals get like that too. They get, you know, man and woman, female and female, dogs, cats. They come together and they become attached to each other. They have children and they take care of them.
就像男人在一起结合，所以雄性和雌性的动物呢，他们彼此依恋，就会生下孩子，然后抚养孩子。
Humans are supposed to be doing that. Besides doing that, they have some spiritual. Most humans have no spiritual life.
除此之外，人类理应当有灵性生活。
So there's a purple male and female pigeon were so attracted that they could not tolerate even a moment's separation from one another. This is called Bhagavat Nismriti, Nismriti, or forgetfulness of the Supreme Lord. Attachment. Living entity has an eternal love for the Lord. But when perverted, that love is manifested as false material affection. The pale reflection of actual pleasure thus becomes the foundation of the false life based on forgetfulness of the absolute
truth. 要指雄鸽和雌鸽如胶似漆，一刻也分不开。这就叫做巴格巴德维斯米提，遗忘了至尊主，依附死的物质。 身体具有对这种永恒的爱，就是一旦这种爱被扭曲了，便展示为虚幻的物质之爱。于是，真爱苍白无力的倒影就变成虚幻生活的基础，而虚幻生活的根源便是遗忘别人的真理。
Saya Sanatana Stana Vata Kuda Sanadikam Mituni Buya Visra Do Chiratur Vana Rajisu. Naively trusting in the future, they carried out their acts of resting, sitting, walking, standing, conversing, playing, eating as a loving couple among the trees of the forest. So this is to try to, you know, because the Bhagavatam is meant to help everybody. So most people are like that, especially when they're in love. Then they don't think about anything. They're just, you know, oblivious to everything else. They're just walking with each other, talking to each other, meeting with each other, everything together, and thinking there's nothing else and there's no future. That's just like a bird, foolish. for humans to think like that, but to be aware that there's more to life.
这就是当人们进入爱河会发生的事情，他们就完全忘记了周围的一切，对一切都熟视无睹了。然后，这爱侣，他们一起走路、交谈、进食，在他们眼里已经没有了未来，没有什么未来，就像非常愚蠢的鸟类一样。
So we'll see so many human couples everywhere in the world, sometimes even old people. And they're still just going to restaurants, going to the movie, walking in the park, you know, joking around, visiting their family. And they never think about Krishna. They think about that you're going to die eventually.
So,
他们也没有想过早晚有一天又会死去。 Whenever she desired anything, the old king, the she pigeon, would flatteringly cajole her husband, and in turn would gratify her by faithfully doing whatever she wanted, even with great personal difficulty. Thus, she could not control him. He could not control his senses and her association.
王啊，无论何时慈歌想要什么，竟以甜言蜜语献媚哄骗他的丈夫，对方便百依百顺地满足他，即便困难重重，也教唆不辞。如此，在慈歌的陪伴下，雄哥无法控制自己的感官了。
We see that with humans all the time.
我们看到呢，在人类当中的这种现象是比比皆是。
Remember one time I was on one train I was taking in China. Opposite me there was one couple, a man and wife, I guess.
有一次坐火车上呢，就在我对面呢就坐着一对情侣。
And this woman had so much control over the man, I was amazed. She would just go get me water, go do this, go do that, give me this, give me that, and the guy would just jump and run and come back. Like a dog, you know.
那个男人有这么强烈的控制。
So, the word tarpayanti indicates that the lady pigeon is expert at seducing her husband through smiling glances and loving talks. This appealing to his noble sentiments. She efficiently engaged him as her faithful servant. The poor pigeon, Ajitendriya, one who cannot control his senses, and whose heart is easily melted by the beauty of a woman. Ramana Abhidutta is giving valuable instructions by narrating the story of the two pigeons and the terrible distress they suffered, high inevitable separation. One's intelligence is not dedicated to serving Rishikesh, the supreme lord of sense activity. Undoubtedly, one will plunge into the nations of bodily gratification. Then one becomes no better than a foolish pigeon.
要是差不多殃及一词表明如歌非常擅长引诱他的丈夫，他向他他对他微笑，然后献上甜言蜜语，他就这样激起丈夫的爱慕之情，使其成为忠实仆人。所连的行歌是 Ati Tendriya， 意思是不能控制感官，因很容易被女人的美丽融化的人。这位 Brahmana Avaduta 通过讲述这两只鸽子的经历和他们的生与死别的悲痛，给出珍贵教导。人若不全身心服务会失退时，感官之主必陷入躯体享乐的无知中，如此就变得跟愚蠢的鸽子一样。
Finish. So we see in the world that when someone sees like that, a man completely controlled by a woman, or a woman completely controlled, they don't think anything of it. They think, oh, that's very nice, they're in love.
So, in the world, you can see when a man is completely controlled by a woman, or a woman is completely controlled by a man, they think, hey, that's not good. This is love.
But when they see someone surrendering to Krishna and the Guru, doing whatever Krishna wants or whatever the Guru tells them, they think, oh, that person's really stupid. He's giving up his freedom.
当他们见到一个人臣服 Krishna, 臣服了 Guru, 他们反而觉得这是很愚蠢的，已经丧失了他们的自由。
So it's natural that we want to love somebody and serve somebody, but when it's a material person or object, like people serve their dog, they serve their cat, they serve their family, they can never be fully satisfied. And the thing that you're serving will disappoint you in some way or another at some point, either by dying or by running away or cheating you or whatever.
和爱的倾向是本性，或者人就会服务一件事物，别的人，服务动物，服务他们的猫啊狗，服务他们的家，但是呢，他们永远不会达到满足内心，或者是呢，他们爱的对象以死亡告终，或者是爱的对象的跑了，或者是欺骗了他们。
So Radharani controls Krishna in this way.
Radharani controls Krishna.
And other women are imitating. And the men are not like Krishna. There are
other women Radharani. 虽然他们的男子并不是 Krishna。
So let's see what more comes. It's quite a long story. Kapoti pratamam garbam kunantikala agate andani sushude nide swapat you sani to sati. when the female pigeon experienced her first pregnancy. When the time arrived, the lady delivered a number of eggs within the nest in the presence of her husband.
慈哥就经历了第一次怀孕。当分娩时刻来临时，这位贞洁的女士女慈哥便生下了在丈夫面前，在他们的巢穴里产下了几枚卵。
Okay, so that's natural. Man and woman are together. There'll be pregnancy, there'll be children.
所以就自然而然的，当男女在一起的时候呢，就会有怀孕生孩子。Teshu
kale vijayanta rachita vayava hare shakti bir durvibhavya bi komalanga tanuruha. When the time was ripe, baby pigeons with tender limbs and feathers created by the inconceivable potency of the Lord born from these eggs.
时机成熟的时候，这些有主不可思议的能量创造的小雏鸽，便从这些卵中破壳而出。 他们的身体和翅膀非常柔嫩。
So that is inconceivable if we've all broken an egg and seen what's inside, how that can become a baby chicken or a baby eagle or a baby snake or whatever things are born from eggs.
所以呢，就是当我们可能都有这种好心，有时候会就看到这些小鸡从卵蛋壳破壳而出，或者是雏鹰也是破壳而出，或者是就是这些幼卵，它们怎样的破壳而出。
Praja prasuktu krito dampati putra vatsala shinvito kujitam tasam nirvito kalabashitai. The two pigeons became most affectionate to their children and took great pleasure in listening to their awkward chirping. It sounded very sweet to the parents. Thus with love they began to raise little birds who were born to them.
这两只鸽子对他们的孩子怀着深深的父爱和母爱，当他们听到雏鸽稚嫩的叫声的时候，他们感到心情非常愉悦。
Yugamaya adinana pitta aronudam apatu. Parents, birds became very joyful. Observing the soft wings of their children, their chirping, their lovely, innocent movements around the nest, and their attempts to jump up and fly. Seeing their children happy, the parents were all sorts.
看到他们在巢穴中不停地扑腾，竭力振翅飞翔的天真可爱的模样，听到他们致命的叽喳声，这对父母满心欢喜。目睹孩子们如此快乐，父母也感到十分幸福。
Many times I've seen parents bringing their small children some kind of playground thing, you know, I don't know what you have, Disneyland they have in Hong Kong, some kind of park where it's all entertainment for children. The parents are much happier than the children because they think, oh, the children are so happy, the children love this so much. And the parents become even more happy.
有时候呢，你可以看到父母亲带着他们孩子去游乐场，或者是去迪士尼乐园，然后孩子们在那里被天真烂漫的在那快乐的玩耍。嗯，当他们看到孩子们这种快乐，他们比孩子还要快乐。
Snehan Upantada Vridaya Anyonyam Vishnu Mayaya Imohito Dinadeo Shishun Pupasatu Prajaha. Their hearts bound to each other by affection, the foolish birds, completely bewildered by the illusory energy of Lord Vishnu, continue to take care of these young birds who had been born to them.
这两只愚蠢的鸟，他们的心被爱牢牢绑在一起，完全被主威士姆的迷幻能量迷惑，他们一直不停地照顾年幼的后代。
Ekada jagamattu stasam anartam to kutumbino paritta kanane tasmin artino jagatus chiramOne day, the two birds of the family went out to find food for the children. Being very anxious to feed their children properly, they wandered all over the forest for a long time.
一日，两位家长外出为孩子们觅食。由于急切地想给孩子们喂食每餐，他们飞遍整座森林，四处寻觅了许久。
Drishtvatan Labdhika Kaschid Yajishchito Vinechara Jagrihe Jalam Atita Charita Swalayantike. At that time, a certain hunter who happened to be wandering through the forest saw the young pigeons moving about near their nest. Spreading out his net, he captured them all.
就在那时，一名随便在森林中游荡的猎人看到这些幼鸟的鸽子在巢穴附近走来走去，是云朵。
Severity. I've seen put out some food and throw a big net over them. It's like catching fish, you know. Call it yoga. The big fish is eating.The big animal eats the small animal. Man eats all the animals.
嗯，在康里年代呢，就是大鱼吃小鱼，大动物吃小动物，不是人类什么都吃。
Kapotascha kapoticha prajaposhe sudotsuko gato poshanam adaya swanidamThe pigeon and his wife were always anxious for the maintenance of their children, and they were wandering in the forest for that purpose. Having obtained proper food, they now returned to the nest.
熊哥和妻子一心一意想着维系孩子，他们游遍森林，正是为了这个目的。此刻，他们寻觅到美食，返回巢穴。
kapoti swat jan viksha valakan jala sambritan jan abhyadavat kroshanti kroshito brishad dukita. When the lady pigeon caught sight of her own children trapped in the net, she was overwhelmed with anguish, and crying out, she rushed toward them as they cried out to her in return.
哥哥一看到孩子们落入猎人的猎网，顿时悲痛欲绝，失声叫喊着冲向他们，孩子们也冲着他哭喊。
Sasakrit sneha gunita tina chittaja mayaya swayam chabadita sicha badam pasyan yapashmita. The lady pigeon had always allowed herself to be bound by the ropes of intense material affection, and her mind was overwhelmed by anguish. Being in the grip of the illusory energy, she completely forgot herself. And rushing toward her helpless children, she was immediately bound in the hunter's net.
福哥总是甘愿被强烈的物质情爱的绳索捆绑，致使他肝肠尽量，由于受阻迷幻能量闲置，他完全忘了自己。 不顾一切地冲向他无助的孩子们，结果立即落入猎人的罗网中。
Kapota swat majamba varyam mamdi ila ta pati dukkitaha. Seeing his own children not along with it in the net along with his wife, whom he considered equal in every way to himself, the male pigeon began to lament wretchedly.
看到挚爱的妻儿不幸困在猎人的罗网，可怜的熊哥悲痛万状，他待妻子如己，并且把孩子们看得比自己的生命还要宝贵。
Ahome prasutapayam apa punya siddharma te achip tasya kritarhasya kuhas tri varjiko hataha. The male pigeon said, "Just see how I am now destroyed. I am obviously a great fool, but did not properly execute pious activity. Could not satisfy me, nor could I fulfill the purpose of love. My dear family, which is the basis of my religiosity, economic development, and sense gratification, is helplessly ruined."
熊哥说，哎呀，我人家死到临头了，显然我是个十足的大傻瓜，因为我尚未正确地履行前程活动，我不仅不能让自己满意，也未能实现生命的目标，我心爱的家人。 我的宗教经济发展刚刚享有的基础，现在陷入绝望，横遭灭毁。
Okay, so quite an educated pigeon. These stories are just using the animal, you know, to represent the human. People read it not in thinking, well, it's just a story, an animal story for children or something, but actually it's a very deep philosophical message.
在这里呢，就把动物代表了人类，虽然有的人认为他们只是故事或者是儿童读物。
So, purport, Sridhar Swami says that the word Archukasya indicates that the pigeon was not satisfied with the sense gratification he'd achieved. Although he was completely attached to his wife, children, and nest, he could not sufficiently enjoy them, since there was ultimately no satisfaction in such things. Akritartasya indicates that his hopes and dreams for future expansion of his sense gratification are now ruined. People commonly refer to their home, sweet home, but that nest and the money put aside for the future sense gratification is called the nest egg. Therefore, all the lovebirds of the material world should clearly note how these so-called wife, children, and fortune will all be dragged away in the hunter's net. In other words, death will finish everything.
是的，徐大师他们解释说 Akritasya 一词说明这只雄鸽得到的感官享乐并未使他感到满意，尽管他非常依附妻儿和巢穴，但他不能充分享受他们，因为这些最终不会使人心满意足。 Akritasya 指的是他的希望和他渴望将来扩展感官享乐的梦想已经也破灭了。人们通常把他们的家，甜蜜的家，说成是他们的窝，把用于将来感官享乐的存款叫做窝伴。因此，物质世界的所有恩爱夫妻应该注意到，他们所谓的妻儿和未来终将被猎人的罗网全部拖走，也就是说，死亡将毁灭掉一切。
All right. So that's showing us many people at the time of death, or at the time that they lose, you know, somebody dies or they lose all their money, they will think like this philosophically, that I spent so much effort to get this, but I'm still not satisfied.
那有的时候呢，我们看到这种现象，当人们他们失去了一些财物的时候，或者他们亲人去世的时候，他们就感到，他们就开始进行哲学思考，他们感觉到他们费尽心思来获得的这一切，现在他们并没有从中感觉到满意。
So if we're lucky, sometimes we get that experience and we realize.I need to take the spiritual life, but we're lucky just at that point, you know, a devotee comes along or something and helps us and gives knowledge.
有的时候非常幸运的时候，人们就会开始转向这些灵性生活，他们就会有奉献者来帮助他们获得知识。
That's if we're lucky. Other people, they just cry the rest of their life, or they start another family and forget, you know, and try to enjoy again many lifetimes.
就是那种幸运的情况，但不幸的是，有的人就会为此情况而不停的哭泣，余生呢，对此就在以泪洗面当中生活，或者是组成一个新的家庭。我这是生生世世沉浸于这样的现象当中。
More people just get caught up in thinking about how they're suffering and how they lost everything. They just cry all the time. They become depressed and drunkards and crazy.
还有一些人，他们痛不欲生，或者是就患了抑郁症。他们就。或者是借酒消愁，或者是他们就变疯了。
Okay, Anu Rupa Nukula Cha Yasyame Pati Devata Shunye Griha Mam Sanchadya Putraya Swa Yati Sarubi. My wife and I were an ideal match.He was always faithfully obeyed me and in fact accepted me as a worshipful deity. Now, seeing her children lost and her home empty, she has left me behind and gone to heaven with her sleeping children.
我的妻子和我是理想的，先生李贝遇到了一双他始终对我忠诚不二、宁愿服从，实际上他把我视为值得崇拜的神子。但是眼下看到他的孩子们被夺走，他的家空空荡荡，他就撇下我和我们圣洁的孩子去了天堂。
Now I'm a wretched person. My wife is dead. My husband is dead. My children are dead. Why should I? My heart is so pain. Separation from my life simply has to become simply suffering.
现在我是一个独守空房的可怜之人，我的妻子死了，我的孩子们也死了，我为何还活着？心灵的离去使我心痛不已，乃至活着不过是痛苦而已。
Comes to Thai Bob retention beer. Let you grasp on the chain to stop. Swayam cha kripana sikshu. Bashan up Yabudo Patet. As the father pigeon wretchedly stared at his four children trapped in the net and on the verge of death, pathetically struggling to free themselves, his mind went blank and he fell into the hunter's net.
就在熊哥痛苦地看着身陷罗网的可怜孩子在死亡边缘伤心地挣脱时， 他一阵眩晕，跌落到猎人的罗网中。
Tam labdwa lubdaka kurura kapotam griha meirinam kapotakan kapotim cha siddhartha ayayo griham. The cruel hunter, having fulfilled his desire by capturing the head pigeon, the wife, and all of their children, went home.
残忍的猎人心想事成，捕获到鸽子家长和他的妻子以及所有的孩子们，便动身回家了。
Evam kutum yusantatma dvandvarama vittat tripat pushnan kutumban kripana sanubando. In this way, one who is too attached to family becomes disturbed at heart. Like the pigeon, he tries to find pleasure in mundane sex, busily engaged in maintaining his own family. The miserly person is fated to suffer along with his family members.
他就像那只鸽子，千方百计通过世俗的性吸引，寻找快乐，忙着维系家庭的，并自毁，注定会和他的所有亲人们一起遭受剧痛。Yeah,
rapta manusham lokam mukti dwaram apagritam krihishukaga vatsatasam aruda chutam bedu. The doors of liberation are opened wide to one has achieved human. If a human being simply devotes himself to family life, like the foolish bird in this story, he is too to be considered one too high a place, only to trip and fall down.
解脱的大门向获得人类形体、人类躯体的生命敞开。 但是，人若像这则故事中愚蠢的鸟，一味醉心于家庭生活，那么他不过是一个登高观光、堕落又堕落的人罢了。
That's the end of the chapter. 11th canto, chapter 7.
这是本章的结束，第十一篇第七章。
Krishna instructs Uddhava.
Krishna 教导 Uddhava.
So that's a very good story to end with. I think we'll skip questions today. Everybody can just think about the story.
这是则非常美妙的故事，我想每个人都应当值得每个人深思。
OK, so bye bye. So you're Rui Wu Jun Wu De Fung Shachari Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Good night.It's a good bedtime story. Next story is even more wonderful. So get ready for it. Hare Krishna.
我记性则很好的睡前故事，那么下个故事将更加精彩。
All right. Thank you very much. 谢谢，谢谢 very much.
谢谢马老师。
All right. So, good night.
好，大家晚安。Good night, Mara.